This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The original denim blue jean maker, Levi Strauss, will return to the stock market tomorrow, 3 decades after it pulled its stock off the public markets and turned private. Levi's is hoping to raise about $500 million to invest in new product lines and freshen its image. Marketplace's Renato Sego has that story.
One thing you can expect more of from the newly public Levi Strauss & Company, a direct appeal to younger consumers. Jessica Ramirez is with the research firm Jane Halley & Associates.
They've been trying to stay abreast of millennial trends, and like most recently, they've been working more with streetwear brands that kind of work within their same realms.
An example of that, Levi's sells a collection that includes graphic t-shirts and cuffed skinny jeans. Levi's has also been trying to skew young by adding hemp to its garments and establishing a presence at the Coachella Music Festival. Marshall Cohen with the NPD Group says the IPO will also help Levi's build up its online direct-to-consumer sales in order to bring more options to market faster.
The younger consumer today, they want products that fit them better, relate to them better, that they can showcase. They don't want to just be able to go into a store and buy the same thing as everybody else.
Levi Strauss & Company will be listed on the New York Stock Exchange with the symbol Levi. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.